This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
You know, when I'm out and about, people will say to me, what do you like about Pittsburgh? Why have you been at KDK for 40 plus years? Why have you never moved? What is it with you in Western Pennsylvania? It's because of the people and the work ethic and the tradition and the heritage and all the traditions. And this guy fills the bill in every one of those categories. He's Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. And anytime he jumps on the line with us, it's a golden opportunity to get free advice when it comes to those precious trees that decorate your landscape. So today we're talking about large tree removal and care, treatment. And if you have any questions, now will be the time to get on the line, because it's 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And to call them and leave your information, you can do it as the show rolls on, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Carlos, this news of this Texas flooding and all the things that are happening, I opened up my show today and I said, in my lifetime, and I'm a little bit older than you, I've never seen so many bizarre weather patterns. And what it's doing, it's changing the course as far as landscaping is concerned. Tragically, people losing their lives. But we have complete, like, acres of property being swept away, or, you know, trees being torn up. And I continue to drive throughout Western Pennsylvania. Two things I noticed: lots of road construction and a number of trees that literally are hanging over guardrails. And if you're not paying attention, some of them are just inches from actually being in traffic. So your business right now is more important than ever before. Good morning.
Yeah, those are all great points. And first of all, I want to wish all the listeners a happy holiday weekend, 4th of July, a great holiday for, you know, all of us Americans. And we were lucky to Friday to be down at McGee Field in Greenfield. We sponsored the 4th of July races that has been going on for, I don't know, 70 or 80 years, I think. I grew up as a kid going down there, and it was awesome to see everybody from the neighborhood. But, yeah, the tree, you know, the landscape right now, it keeps changing from these large, violent storms that sweep across our areas. There's not the buffer anymore of all these trees that were there previously, and these storms just keep knocking them out, you know, here and there, and it allows these storms to gain strength and come at us a little more violent than we've been used to.
All right, so Carlos is here from Greater Pitt Tree Service. He'd love to hear from you. Any question, and it doesn't have to be about large trees. It can be about anything concerning trees. Call us at 866-391-1020. So, did a little homework before you showed up today, Carlos, so let's get going. When is tree removal necessary?
The reason I wanted to talk about this topic, I was out in Oakmont the other day, which we're a member of the Chamber of Commerce in Oakmont. We sponsor the street summer sale. We're there at the Christmas parade, Halloween. We're very active over there. Great little town. No really chains over there. It's all local businesses and restaurants. So I love Oakmont. So a homeowner called us, and I went out. She had, you know, beautiful house out there, and just these massive oak trees right next to the house, and they lost a huge limb. It wasn't in a storm. It wasn't lightning. It just came down. You know, the gravity and physics take over sometimes on these mature trees that are kind of decaying. And luckily it fell parallel to her house. But I mean, it was like a tree itself that fell. That's how big her trees are. So she called us and she's just, you know, it's time to get these trees out of here. They've outgrown their coverage area. They're in a declining state. Usually somewhere down the road, somebody trimmed them improperly, a homeowner or a company that wasn't knowledgeable on proper pruning techniques. So there's a lot of factors that contribute to the shelf life of yard trees being only about, you know, 50 to 80 years old, where they're more problematic than beneficial now on your property.
They are more beneficial now than ever before. So dead or dying trees may need to be removed. And again, by me looking at a tree, I see one thing, and obviously I'm not the professional, but you are and Troy is. So what do you look for, or what should I look for, at least to pick up the phone and make a call to you, Carlos?
Yeah, the first visual things on a mature tree would be the top canopy. You know, is it healthy? Do you see an extensive amount of dead up there? Because when a tree's getting dead up in the top canopy, that's showing us that it's having a hard time pulling its growth through the root system, up through the trunk, supporting the lower leaves and branches, and then not being able to get up to the top. That's really the first thing we're looking at. And then we kind of walk around the tree and do some inspection around the trunk of the tree, the ground around it, you know, what's the base look like. You know, are there any mushrooms growing up from the ground? That's a sign that the root system could be decaying underground. So if you're walking around your yard and you're just seeing mushrooms and you think, oh, wow, this is great, I got mushrooms growing in my yard. No, it's not. That's a sign that that root system, which the root system will extend out to the drip line of the tree. So they stretch out from the trunk as far as the top branches droop over the yard. So if you're seeing mushrooms, you know, 10, 15, 20 feet from the base of the tree, that's alarming because that's coming up off of the root system that's going to be decaying underground. So a lot of things that we look for. Troy comes out with his checklist and, you know, he's going to give you an assessment. We're going to play devil's advocate. You know, we're not out there pressure sales or out there just haphazardly cutting down trees that, you know, might be beneficial still. So we give you all the information and kind of let you make the decision.
All right. Again, our number, if you have any tree-related questions, call us now. Free advice, just a phone call away on a Sunday morning. Lots of summer ahead, so you can get some of these things answered and get on your way and enjoy some of that outdoor living space. So number is 866-391-1020. He's Carlos from Greenfield, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgher through and through, who would love to help you. Greater Pitt Tree Service, 866-391-1020. Now, here's a perplexing question. You got a garden, or you got the swimming pool, or you got your sunbathing deck by the pool or patio, and this massive tree is just blocking all your sunlight, but it's a healthy tree. But you still, hey, I got to have the sunlight for my garden. Things need to grow. Somebody says to you, will you just remove this tree because it's just taking up too much sunlight? What do you say to that?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, a lot of our trimming or removal of trees or branches are kind of circumstantial. You know, most trees aren't meant to really be trimmed or cut on. They're meant to be planted and left alone, barring, like, you know, fruit-bearing trees that need, like, a nice pruning in the oak trees. But, you know, we're removing large branches or taking the top off a tree because that homeowner wants to enjoy his yard and wants to enjoy the pool and the sunlight, and we get it. So we try to marry those three things that, you know, we're out there trying to do. We're trying to practice proper pruning techniques. We're trying to achieve the homeowner's objective. And then we're trying to end up with something aesthetically pleasing. And sometimes there's a little bit of compromise in one or all three of those. So we do the best we can. We, you know, try to work in the parameters of, you know, just the keeping the aesthetics of your property, because these trees are beautiful, and then you hack a hole out of them, and then it's like, man, I wish I wouldn't have did that. So we kind of get ahead of that and let you know, like, hey, you know, the tree might not look as good, or there's going to be a transition period. So we just try to manage expectations as much as we can.
All right. He's Carlos. I'm Rob. This is Greater Pitt Tree Service, Pittsburgh Works. Their number is 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. And our number to talk to Carlos, 866-391-1020. And Mary Jane in Gibsonia, birch tree is on her mind. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. I have a question.
Okay.
Yeah, my question for Carlos is this. My son actually moved to the city. He's in Shadyside now, and he has an overgrown birch tree in the front yard, accessible easily to the street. But one of the parts of the birch tree is going to hit a power line, and the other part of the birch tree is going to it's extending over the neighbor's property because the properties are so close. Is it an appropriate time in the summer to prune that birch tree? It's very healthy.
Yeah, it's a great question. And those birch trees kind of go out in like 2 to 4 different leads. And in that area in Shadyside, yeah, one or all those leads is going to come up against something where it's time to trim them back. You know, it's the middle of July. It's very dry out. We might want to wait till, you know, later in the fall, early fall to do that. We can do it any time of year, of course, but, you know, it would be able to sustain it, but we kind of like to steer away from doing any major trimming right now because of the heat.
Well, that's what I was thinking, too. And he has also a dogwood tree in the front that's also very healthy. But there's a few branches that need trimmed, and it needs trimmed away from the porch roof line also. So that would be the same there, too. It might be better to wait until the fall.
Yeah, especially the dogwood. I could see doing the birch now if you're taking one of those large leads, you know, out or reducing it heavily. I wouldn't have a problem doing the birch. The dogwood, I would definitely wait in the fall for that because they're a beautiful tree. It's probably mature if it's been in Shadyside, you know, an older house. It's probably been there a while. Or even if you just plant it. Either way, on the dogwood, excuse me, I would err on the side of caution and wait till into the fall to trim the dogwood.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mary Jo.
All right. Good stuff. We appreciate you. Anybody else wants to get in here for Carlos? 866-391-1020. We are talking large tree removal treatment and care, but whatever is on your mind, even birch trees, we can handle it. 866-391-1020. Their number at the office where you can call right now and leave your information. They will get back to you. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Carlos and your Pratt Pack today, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Get those calls in. 866-391-1020.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so it's Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. If you have a question about large tree removal or anything to do with those large trees or any trees, you get free advice. We're just a phone call away. So call us, 866-391-1020. You know, you need to call a certified arborist, and someone like yourself, Carlos, or Troy, obviously, the arborist. And I know a lot of people want to save a few bucks. I get it. Been there, done that. But DIY, especially when it comes to large trees, we really kind of discourage that, do we not?
Yep, for sure. I mean, there's a lot of science that goes in, that's involved with taking care of these trees, and especially large mature trees on your property. You know, Troy Lampenfeld, he's gone to college and just does so much training and updated certifications. And, you know, when he comes out, it's the real deal. Like, we know what we're talking about. And listen, there's a price attached to that. You know, if you want a, you know, a good doctor, it's going to cost you. If you want anything good, you're paying for service. You know, our price has a lot of things attached to it. And that actually reminds me of the home out in Oakmont that we're removing a couple big trees in a few weeks. We had gone out there, Troy had gone out there and looked at their oak trees and priced them, and we never heard back from them. And so this large lead falls, and they call us back to come out. And I said, well, why didn't you use us, you know, when we gave you the price for the trimming. And so it was like, well, you were a little bit higher. And I look up at the oak tree that this company trimmed. Oh my God, they butchered it. They lion-tailed it, which they stripped all the foliage off all the stems, exposing the main trunk to get scorched out this time of year with the excessive sunlight. They didn't even get up to the tips where a good portion of the dead was that she was concerned about. So now the tree's still susceptible to maybe oak wilt disease because it has so much extensive dead left in it. They scorched it out, and I'm telling her, I'm like, you know, we had a better game plan, and your tree would have, she's probably going to have to remove that tree. This one sits a little further back on her property, not close to the house like the large one that lost a branch. But, yeah, I mean, look, you get what you pay for, and you get no more, no less. You get exactly what you pay for in any type of product or service.
And, you know, here I was just thinking when you were talking, you know, another reason why you need to call Greater Pitt Tree Service, if you get the tree down successfully and you're worried about money, well, last time I checked, healthcare is going up too. Believe me, a week in the hospital or two or to fix a broken bone is going to cost you a lot more than calling Carlos, plus downtime from your job, and also could be a matter of life and death. So you got to look at the big picture. But here's the other thing, how my brain never stops. Once you get all these branches and this tree trunk and this massive, just big pile of wood, what are you going to do with it? Another thing that you guys do that people don't realize, you get all that debris out of there. I mean, that's another job within itself.
Yeah, it is. It is actually two jobs. We have to get the tree down safely, and then we have to get it to an exit point on your property, process it, haul it off. We have a cost associated with that in dumping the material. We take it to wood waste recycling facilities around the area. There's several, and they charge us to dump it. So, you know, you can cut your tree down, but guess what? You still got it. It's still in your yard.
Yeah.
You know, you've only done half the job. And now a lot of times people will do that and they'll cut it into like a million tiny pieces and then call us. And I'm like, I could have came in here with my machines and took this tree out in three trips. Now you got me in and out of your yard 30 times. Guess what? It's going to cost you more because I'm here longer. So, you know, just paint the bathrooms, you know, paint the kitchens, things like that that the average homeowner can handle. But tree work, you know, it's dangerous. It opens you up to a lot of things that you might not have planned on having happen to you.
Well, you know, we were just talking about my father off the air. It'll be 25 years ago since my dad died. And let me make a comparison here. Everything always seems to work out when you're having a conversation. I remember one Christmas, my dad wanted to save a few bucks, Carlos. He said, let's take that Scotch pine down at the end of the driveway and we'll bring it in the house because it's blocking the vision to get on the highway. Well, you know what happened? We cut the thing down and we tried to get it in the house. Well, outside it looks small, inside it's not. It's these big trees in your backyard. You think once you get them on the ground, you chop them down to size. But once they get on your ground, you realize there's no backyard left because they're actually knocking on your back door. That's how big these trees are. I don't think people understand, unless you do this every day, what a massive responsibility and job it is to be a professional doing what you do and the folks at Greater Pitt Tree Service. Carlos.
Yes, for sure. I tell people, like, yeah, the tree looks big, you know, it's tall. Once it's on the ground, it seems like it takes up twice that space. So, you know, it consumes a lot of that area that you think you might have only had, you know, brought it down. It's not too bad. Now it's on the ground. You're like, geez, what do I do now? But, hey, you know, I give credit to Pittsburghers. They give it the old college try for sure. But all in all, it's just better to call a professional. This is what we do. This is really all I've ever done. My guys are very good at what they do. They've all been with me for years. We're a safety first company. We have millions of dollars in equipment to come out there and be efficient. We're safe. We're productive. You know, this is our industry. This is what we do. So give us a call.
All right. So let me ask you this. And I've been thinking about this as I've been spending a little bit more outdoors doing some yard work and cutting grass this summer. And I think the guy who lived there before me, the family put too much in the backyard. Some of it just has to be removed because it's just so overwhelming. Do you ever get somebody call you and say, you know, we're moving on this property and you need to thin out the herd? We just have way too much big bushes, big branches, big trees close together, touching power lines, filling up our gutters. Do you ever just go in and do like a surgical remove and clean things up so the rest of the stuff that should be healthy, wealthy, and wise and is not becoming a problem as far as maneuvering, just to give people more breathing room? Do you do that too?
Yeah, that's a very popular call for us. It's one of our top calls. It's from a new homeowner that just moved into a property. The previous homeowner might have over-landscaped. And now you're moving in and you're not really sure what's good, what's bad, what's healthy, what's not. You know, you're not very partial to most of the things because you didn't plan them. And that's a very popular call for us. So we come out and kind of go through and identify what's on your property, let you know the maintenance you should expect on those type of things on your property over the years. Or is it better just to get it out and start over with something new that now you can watch grow? Now you're going to have that attachment to it. And it's a lot of maintenance involved with plants and shrubs and trees on your property that you don't really realize till you move into these homes. And it seems like a lot of the younger generation, they don't really want that type of maintenance on the property. They're more linear in their thought process, and that's when we come out and just kind of remove everything and then let them assess it. You know, you're going to be in the home for a while and figure out, take a walk around your neighborhood, see what you like, see what color scheme you like, see what you know, how big of a tree you want to end up with, because everybody plants everything. They come in a little bucket or, you know, a pouch, and it looks great, and then 20 or 30 years later, you're hacking on it. You planted it too close to the house. The roots are getting into the sewage line. So be very, you know, look at the full-grown picture of what you're planting. Turn that page in the book and look at it when it's full-grown, and then picture it on your property and where you want to put it.
All right, so Carlos is here from Greater Pitt Tree Service, but a little audience participation. It's absolutely a free call, toll-free, 866-391-1020. And if you have any tree-related questions, no matter what the tree is, size, shape, make, model, we want to hear from you. But if you don't, I got lots of good stuff for Carlos, so stay with us. We'd love to have you with us until 10 o'clock. Then it's Accurate Solutions. And then today, what a Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show your Pratt Pack has prepared for you. Jerry Schmidt, head football coach Duquesne, talking about some of the Steelers' move as training camp is less than a month away. Lots of Pirate baseball to get to. Wimbledon, what does it take to become a pro in the sport of tennis? Well, a place that has produced a lot of Hall of Famers, IMG Academy in Florida. My good friend Joe Giordano, former baseball coach at Pitt, will drop by as well. Stay with us. Your Pratt Pack till 1 on KDKA.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, Carlos is here. We're in the home stretch. Normally the phones get busy right now up until 10 o'clock. So if you have any questions about your trees, you need help, give us a call right now. All of our lines are open. Immediate access. You were just a phone call away. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And if you'd like to meet Carlos and Troy and the crew at Greater Pitt Tree Service to help you, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. You know, this lantern flies and the stink bugs and all the insects and infestations we've been talking about for years. Let's talk about your health care, your plant tree health care, and why people need to sign up and how it can prevent a whole lot of damage and actually prevent you maybe from removing that tree that you love so much. Talk about that, Carlos, please.
Yes, we're doing so well with our plant healthcare division, spearheaded by Troy Lampenfeld. He's our ISA certified arborist. and there's going to be something on your property that you need to address maintenance-wise, and that's where we come in. We could come in and tell you, you know, your boxwoods are suffering, the hedges, a lot of those are browning up. They have something affecting them. We have an application for that. You might have, the lantern flies on your property. Well, we can also spray for that. You got mature trees in your yard. We have deep root fertilization, root collar excavation, kind of decompacts that hard soil that you might see in your yard that's making it a little difficult for the rain to kind of seep through where your trees aren't pulling the optimal amount of water through them because the soil's so hard. We come out with a compressor with an air spade and blow that area all off the top soil off around the root system, and then we start over with some fresh product on it to kind of aerate it and get the tree a little healthier. So there's so much on your property that we have applications for, and Troy comes out, does an assessment of your property, lets you know what time of year you might have to do this and when you should do that. Maybe everything's healthy on your property and you don't have to do anything, but at least get us out there. Let us get you the data, the information, get you the price sheet. You know, sometimes we'll sign you up for a yearly contract where we just come out when we know we have to come out for certain things on your property, and we charge you accordingly. And it's minimal. It kind of keeps you away from those big ticket items and removing these large trees. Some of our large tree removals are $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 sometimes because you didn't take care of the tree. And it's like anything else. You don't put that new filter in your air conditioning or your furnace. Guess what? You're spending $5,000 or $6,000 when you could have spent maybe $50 on a filter. So it's very similar to that.
Something else, you were talking about the family in Oakmont, let somebody else do the job and how they really kind of did a very bad job, to be perfectly honest. It's going to cost them more problems in the long run. So people, why do you think they should simply avoid some of these practices like topping trees or using spikes for pruning? Talk about that a little bit, Carlos.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, you're going to get what you pay for. I think this company didn't have one of the, we have a spider lift that we can drive into your yard. It's on tracks, and it goes up 100 feet. So now, you know, without that, you can't really access that top dead. You can only climb so high in these canopies before the branches get too thin where they can't support a climber. So now we're on the exterior of the tree in our spider lift, and we're booming up. We're circumnavigating the tree. We're getting all the dead out of there. We're not spiking it. You know, if we can't get our lift to the tree, we free climb it. We ascend up into the tree, pulling himself up on his rope, a little mechanical device that he uses. So he doesn't have the gaffs on and he's not spiking the tree. We use the gaffs and spike when we're removing it because it's a easier process for a climber to ascend up in a tree with the spikes on. But trimming and pruning, you never want to wear spikes. And these are all the things, again, that are attached to our price. We've been doing it a long time. We're very knowledgeable. We have Troy on board now. You know, he comes out after he sells your job. He'll come out and instruct the crew accordingly. We really want to make sure that we're doing everything right. We want a happy client. We want you to use us again in the future. We want your neighbor's work. So we're perfectionists out there when you hire us.
All right, we're going to get to the phones now. Let's say hi to Frank. Anybody else wants to get in here before the top of the hour? Now is the time to call Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 866-391-1020. Frank in Hempfield. How are you, Frank?
I could be better after talking about this, but I'm executor of my sister's estate, and I wish I wasn't. But here's the problem. Next door to my sister's, young guy, was busted for drugs. It was in the newspaper.
House.
He apparently, and the mother is in a nursing home. He was busted on drugs. It was in the newspaper. Now the property is overgrown, and the tree is really growing from that property over to my sister's. Now I understand the township has paid to cut the grass. But this is going to cost thousands of dollars. I would like to cut that tree down and push it back over on their property, but I guess you can't do that. And
yeah, the
the most you could do, Frank, is if maybe a portion of it grows over your property.
A lot of it is. A lot.
Okay, so legally, legally you can trim back that portion that comes over into her airspace, because once it comes over your airspace, you own it. Legally, you're allowed to trim it back. Now, there's a lot involved with that, and how if we have to be on that property to access the tree, then we need permission to be on that property. If we can do it from your yard or your sister's yard, then we can just cut back as much as we can to that invisible property line.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a tough scenario you got going on over there for sure.
Here's the township is paying to cut the grass. Why shouldn't the township also pay to cut that tree?
Yeah, that's a fine line. I mean, it's
the guy's
not really
on drugs.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the legalities of all that, but I don't think the township would exhaust their resources and have the cost associated with going out there and doing anything. I think you're lucky they're cutting the grass, tell you the truth. I'd be happy with that. I've never really heard of it.
Well, like I said, the guy's worthless. I said he was busted on drugs. He did time in jail. And
we appreciate the call. Thank you, Frank. If you have any further questions, you can give them a call at Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Got to get on to our next call here in a moment. Got a break coming up as well, too. Look, this is very tricky when you're dealing with trees leaning one way or the other. But if you have a good partnership with your neighbors, you should have this dialogue over a cold beer when you're mowing the grass as you notice some of this stuff starting to grow and starting to, you know, impair each other's property. So a long line of communication is the best result from getting a lot of these things solved. And that's one of the things when I was growing up in my neighborhood, and I still have it today, knowing your neighbors long term can go a long way to help you, especially if you get into a problem. And I know he's got a different circumstance there, but I just thought I'd mention it because it's, well, it's an ounce of prevention, is it not, Carlos?
Yes, a lot of how those scenarios go depend on your relationship with that neighbor. And I don't know, it seems to me like a lot of people don't get along with their neighbors like they used to. That, I mean, and a lot of times it's because of trees. You know, you don't have a tree in your yard, but guess what? You get all the leaves from your neighbor's tree, and they, you know, fall and they blow over into your yard, and now you're spending hours raking up the leaves, and kind of leaves a bad taste in some people's mouths. But yeah, go talk to the neighbor. Say, hey, look, you know, I like your tree because it does give my house some shade. You know, but I'm the one stuck with all the work with all these leaves. Is there anything we can come up with? And get that line of communication for sure. It can only help. It definitely can't hurt. And then, you know, if you want to trim some branches back that are encroaching your airspace, now you have a better platform to go talk to him and say, hey, Mike, you mind if I cut this branch? It's hanging over my gutter. And Mike's going to say, yeah, no problem. Just make sure you get it done by the right company that knows what they're doing, because then that's the last thing you want to do. You don't want to improperly trim back your neighbor's tree and it dies, and now you're in a whole nother can of worms. So it could go from bad to worse really quick. You know, get the line of communication, do your research on the companies, go on the Better Business Bureau. That's the best platform if you're going to hire any contractor on your property for any type of service. Go look them up on the Better Business Bureau. They're the only reviews that are verified. Google, Yelp, you know, a lot of people swear by those, but you know, the Better Business Bureau reviews, they're gold. They look into the job, make sure it was executed and it's not somebody just trying to pump up their rating. And it's the gold standard for hiring contractors.
All right, just know that Carlos cares at Greater Pitt Tree Service. We've got one more segment. Anybody else in the queue who wants to give us a call, you can do so right now. Any tree-related question, 866-391-1020. But today we're talking large tree removal and care and treatment. So if you have a question, you can call us at 866-391-1020. And if you just want to call right now and leave your information and have them come out and give you an appointment and let them see exactly what they can do to help you, call 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. One more segment today on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Betty on the north side, she'll be with us in just a moment. But Carlos, you guys are going to be pretty busy. You're going to be out and about, right?
Yeah, it's a great time of year. We do so many events and around Pittsburgh. We have St. Simon and Jude Church Festival coming up in Greentree. That's a great event because a lot of our work is around the South Hills. We get to see people we've worked for, get a chance to meet some new customers that we're going to work for. And then we have the Oakmont Summer Street Sale, which is a huge event. We're the sponsor for that event. And we'll have our booth over there and our tent and talking and meeting with people. And then we do the Pittsburgh Vintage Grand Prix up Schenley Park, you know, an area I grew up in, Squirrel Hill, Greenfield. And we just see so many people we've worked for. It's great being out there in the community and having that visibility. And then in August, we do Bloomfield Little Italy Days. And, hey, if nothing else, you're going over there and you're eating good, that's for sure. But, again, we're out there in the community. We support all these local events. We're the money you're paying us to do the trees, we're reinvesting it into these communities. We're showing up at these events. We're out and sponsoring Little League baseball teams. And we just do so much. We do a lot over at Central Catholic, where my son's going to be a junior this year. We sponsor ships for so many of the sports teams, and we're just very active. I just love Pittsburgh. I love being out there. I love the platform I have with the tree service. I love being on KDKA. That's just a second to none platform for a business to be on, and it's afforded me, you know, to be out there and meeting people. I hear you on with Rob, or I hear you with Marty. It's just great. I couldn't be happier.
All right, let's talk to Betty. We got a couple of calls here. Let's go to Betty on the north side, Greater Pitt Tree Service with Carlos. Hey, Betty.
Hello. Yeah, I have a huge red maple in my backyard.
Yeah, we could come out and look at that, Betty.
Okay.
Give us a call on 412.
Waiter. 412-884-8733.
Yeah, give us a call, Betty. We'll send someone out. We'll give you a great Pittsburgh local resident senior citizen discount. We'll get it taken care of for you.
Yeah, I'm 93 years old. All right, good enough. Thank you.
God bless you, Betty. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, love it.
I love it.
I love it.
That's the stuff I love.
I know. I hear that voice perk up. I get it. Me too. Here's Mary.
I'll be the one going out there because I want to meet Betty.
You will. Betty's good people. She listens to me.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Mary. Mary, go ahead. You're on KDK. What's going on today, Mary?
Hi. I have a big pine tree in my front yard, and I didn't know the best time of the year to get it pruned or trimmed. I don't want to do it in all this heat. I don't want to damage the tree. It's 70 years old.
Yeah, so pine trees, I mean, they're really not meant to be trimmed. They're meant to just be planted and grow. I don't know. I steer more people away from trimming pine trees than we do because all the green's usually out on the tips, and if you're trimming it back in from there, then you end up with where it looks kind of sticky. Or maybe you want to remove, like, the whole branch. We can do that. But aesthetically,
it's hard to do. My problem is it's getting to the point where it's going to affect the light. The Duquesne Light would like me to do something with it. And okay. I would rather get someone who knows what they're doing rather than just the college kids that they're going to hire. So,
and we're certified to work near the energized lines. We have what's called EHAP certification, Electrical Hazard Awareness Program. So legally and safely, we're allowed to be near those energized lines. My saying, Mary, about pine trees when people call us out, I say, if you have to trim the pine, it's time to remove the pine because it's outgrown its area, and now you're hacking on it, and it just aesthetically, it's not going to look good. So might be time to get it out of there and maybe start over with something else, you know.
That's well, this tree is very, my parents planted it, and it has a lot of sentimental value to me.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get the tree down, but on the other hand, I want to keep Duquesne Light happy too.
Yeah, well, if it's within 15 feet of the primaries or secondaries, the uninsulated energized lines, they're gonna trim it. I mean, sometimes they kind of, they're minimalist and they're not really concerned with ending up with anything aesthetically pleasing. They have
right,
one
which
objective.
Is why I'm talking to you and trying to find out when is the best time to trim, because it has to be trimmed. After this spring, it just grew and grew and grew with all that water.
Yep. I would stay away from doing it this time of year. It's kind of hot and dry out.
Right.
The pines are usually resilient. Anything that stays green year-round is usually pretty resilient. But we like to err on the side of caution and maybe wait into, like, mid-fall to do a job like that.
Okay. And then how late in the year can it be done? The last time it was trimmed, it was done on November 1st, and it didn't seem to affect the pine tree at all, even though it was so late in the year to be trimming it. But I agree. I don't want to do it during this hot weather. That would really stress this tree out.
Yeah, later the better. It sounds like you have a great attachment to the tree, and that's awesome. We hear that a lot. So the later you can wait into the fall in through the winter and early spring, I think that would be the best time of the year for us to come out and do it.
Okay. How late in the winter can we go? I mean, like, is November too late or December? Or?
Not at all. We can do it any time of the winter. As long as I could get my trucks out on the road, the roads are clear, we can come out and do it any time between, let's call it, like Halloween and St. Patrick's Day is usually the rule.
Okay.
I
didn't know if you could do it during the cold without hurting it.
Nope, not at all.
It's a native Pennsylvania pine, so it's for our climate. Okay, well, thank you. That's very helpful. I will get it done in the fall, and I can, I feel better not having to do it during the summer. Well, thanks
for
your help. Have a good week.
Give us a call, and we'll get you a pricing on it.
A lot of energy there in Mary, so you're going to have a tough time keeping up with her, Carlos. All right.
Yeah, I like Mary.
All right, give me 30 seconds. It's all yours before I wrap it up. Go ahead.
Listen, Greater Pitt Tree Service, the name says it all. We're Pittsburgh. I'm Pittsburgh. I've never had any other address than a Pittsburgh mailing address. I've done trees. It's all I've ever really done. My crew's great. We give back to the community. We're eating at the restaurant in your community. I usually buy the crew lunch every day. We're reinvesting back into Pittsburgh, and that's what keeps us going. And, sometimes people are like, well, you might be a little higher, but look, your money's going back into the community. We're supporting the local businesses in your area. We're just invested in Pittsburgh, and we're going to be around a long time. We're set up with Troy. He's our young, hired, done, ISA-certified arborist, and we're here for the long haul.
Carlos, hey, enjoy. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, and thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, there he goes, Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. We just roll on. News at 10 with Rob, latest on that flooding in Texas, and we'll be back with more, including Accurate Solutions and the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. And again, if you don't have the Odyssey app, get it, download it. It's a free app, AUDACY.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.